future is now.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the next episode of the Future is Human podcast. And in this episode, I would like to talk about being human while helping people go through change. And obviously, as leaders, I mean, you know, we can lead change. I wrote the book, The Art of Change Leadership, in 2015. And I in that book, I shared, you know, models and processes and ways to lead change in a way that's going to be effective and productive and helpful for people. And I actually shared some content in that book from Dr. Donald Epstein, who gave me permission to share it, around energy and around, you know, that really there were some human elements in that book when I talked about change and how we need to deal with change. But now what we're finding, and you know, it's 2024, companies are going through massive change. Some companies are still going through technological change, digital transformation. And what I'm finding with my clients is the logical part of change, you know, the actual process of making change for the technology transformation, that part's obviously quite straightforward. It's the mindsets and the habits and the daily tasks of the people doing the work and having to adapt to the change that is causing the biggest challenge right now for a lot of leaders. So again, coming, you know, back to that whole thing of a leader just expecting that people will have common sense and expecting that they'll know what to do. And especially with hybrid, where some workers are in office and some are working remotely, that whole dynamic of expectation of how people will get the work done, I think is causing a lot of leaders more frustration than they want to have. And so the answer to that is, whether somebody's in office or whether they're virtual, having that human-to-human, literally focused conversations around how they do change, I think, and I know because I've worked with clients with this, is the secret to getting everybody to come along with where you're going with your change, whether that's digital transformation, whether that's a merger, you know, whether that's a, you know, a downside, whatever the organizational situation, it's looking at the change from an individual human perspective. So for example, I can think of one client I'm working with right now where there are some people who are what I would call legacy employees. They've been in the organization for a really long time, and it's not their fault because their mindset has been shaped by repeated patterns of how the culture has been, repeated patterns of how work was rewarded, repeated patterns of what might get them in trouble. So all of that in the human psyche gets embedded. It's like a neural pathway embeddedness that happens. And so when you're asking them, okay, we've got this new technology, they can logically accept that the new technology is going to make their work life easier and it's going to be better for the customer. They can logically get that. But emotionally and psychologically, a lot of people actually self-sabotage and change, and not on purpose. It's because they're wanting to go back to the habitual of what feels comfortable and what feels like that made them successful, versus doing something new or different where they might fail or feel like they'll be seen as a failure, or it makes them feel really too uncertain and losing their foundation to be successful. So as a leader, and a lot of leaders, I know time is really, it's difficult, but I would say to you, and I say this and said this for years, 20 plus years that I've been consulting and coaching and being a leader myself, the time we invest in one-on-one human-to-human psychological conversations around life and work and change, the more payoff you get down the road. So rather than see, you know, these investments in time with these one-on-ones as, oh, I've got to do that as another task, I'm really on a mission for leaders to see that as, I'm really looking forward to these one-on-ones so that I can help my workers, my employees, my teams have a breakthrough aha around their personal barrier to their own success and how they're handling change. It's just a switch of mindset. One is task and I have to do it. The other is I eagerly want to do it because I know there's going to be a payoff for that person and their development and overall for me and for the team. So, you know, for example, if you've got someone who That conversation, by the way, has to be individualized. It's not a one-size-fits-all conversation with people. But I would say that if you're going through change right now, you need to ramp up your conversations with your team members around change. So, you know, one of those conversations can be, how do you think you're doing with all the change that's going on? You overtly ask that question. Well, a lot of people say, I think I'm doing great, or I'm doing fine, or, you know, but then you want to dig a little deeper. Okay, well, you know, I know that in the previous system, you were really good at it. What are you finding difficult about the new system? What do you need help with? What are your roadblocks to being more successful? When do you feel successful with this new technology, using technology as an example? So, you know, coaching conversations are really about new questions that they may not have heard before, or that they're not expecting, that causes them to have to be introspective around, oh yeah, why do I keep doing it this way? You know, what's really going on? And then having this exploratory dialogue around, well, what can we do to change that? You know, would a reminder help you with that? Would, you know, partnering with, you know, Susie Q from, you know, across the country and having her wisdom to support you, would that help you? Would it help you for me to spend half an hour a week with you? So it's really about resourcing rather than expectation. You can see that expectation as a leader is a trap, because we expect people. And the number of leaders who say to me, well, I just expect that he or she knew that. It's like, well, that's an assumption. And it's actually setting people up for failure, including yourself. So as leaders, we want to be crystal clear. We want to out the elephant in the room. We want to have these conversations on a consistent, regular basis from the spirit of helping, of acknowledging and increasing awareness around how we each do change. So, you know, as we get into 2024 and the pace of change is going to continue, I want you to think about this for yourself as well as a leader. You know, we all might think that we're really good at change, but then we become stuck or fixed in what we do. And I'm actually guilty of this, because actually just now I'm looking at changing our CRM system, and I'm looking at, I know some of you are going to be like, okay, Cheryl, late to the party, but, you know, doing self-service calendar selection for my clients, like a lot of things that I've resisted doing because of the time it would take to set them up, but also because I'm not familiar with them. So, you know, I wouldn't feel effective at them. You know, the existing CRM, I know it, the customer relationship management, I know it, I've had it for a number of years, but it's no longer working for what I need. So now I must make the change. So then I had to self-examine and go, okay, what is it that's holding me back, or why am I holding on to this? And it really came down to investing the time, being uncomfortable with the change, the fact that I'm going to have a few months of adapting to the whole change. All of those realities came to play. And then I had to remind myself, wait a second, the payoff of this change will be faster, better, stronger, automated, easier, allowing me to free up my time for the high quality, high value human-to-human conversations and clients that I have. So in this episode, it's really about looking at change through that human lens. You know, are we literally taking time with people, either as a group or individually, to help them see where they are blocked with dealing with change, or to help them make change at an easier, faster pace and with more self-confidence and growth and development. And at the end of the day, they feel better about themselves, and it impacts the entire team. And you as a leader feel better because your team becomes more effective as a whole. So, human change. That's this episode of the Future is Human podcast. Take care.